History Program of the Washington County Museum in Century High School. The interviewee is Pon Mean. The interviewer is Andy Mean. The interview took place on Wednesday, May 30th, 2001 at 6 p.m. Okay. When did you arrive in the United States?
August 25th, 1970.
What was your reason for leaving Cambodia?
Because it's communist and killing too many children, men, women, and old people. And we want freedom and hunger, not enough food to eat, no medicine, no clothes.
Okay. Were any of your family members killed in Cambodia?
Yes, I lost two brothers and a lot of cousins. I guess that's it.
Okay. Were any people of your family left behind?
No.
Nobody?
Okay.
How did you get to the United States?
We drove to Thailand border, across the border.
How'd you get to the United States, though?
And, we live in a camp, and then we have a sister that live in the United States, and then the church sponsored us here.
Okay. Did you know what was going on in Cambodia when you left?
Yes, it was shooting and killing. So if we stay there, then they're gonna kill us. That's why we escaped.
Okay. Do you know anything about Pol Pot?
Yes, we never seen him in the face to face, but we just heard of him that he's what do you call that? A captain or something. He tell people to kill. He's head of the group.
Okay. How did you feel about him?
I feel that he is my enemy because I lost my two brothers because of him.
Okay. How old were you when you left?
When I left, I'm about 10 years old.
Do you remember anything in Cambodia? Like your life experiences?
Yes.
Could you tell me some of them?
Well, I was go to school, and after school, I come home, I help my mom sell cookie, like noodles, fried noodles, and like fruit, pineapple and stuff, orange.
Okay.
But my mom have a grocery store and a factory making rice, and she invests the money for the poor people, and toward the end of the year, and she collecting rice. And we make rice and sell it.
Okay. Was there any other reason you chose to move to the United States other than your family was here?
Well, I think the United States is the best place to live.
Okay. How did you start your life in the United States?
Well, first of all, we have to go to school, try to learn English, then we find a job.
Do you remember your first job?
Yes, we work in the restaurant as a bus person.
Do you remember how much you got paid?
About $3.35 an hour.
So like the minimum wage?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember your marriage?
I got married here 1981 after I was graduated from high school.
When you arrived in the United States, did you move straight to Hillsboro?
No, I was living in Portland. And then I moved to Milwaukee, and then I moved to Hillsboro like last 10 years ago.
Okay. What was the attitude towards you and your family when you arrived in the United States?
Well,
how did the people feel about you?
It's kind of difficult at first to try to fit in. It's kind of like not comfortable because of the language and the food.
So you kind of felt alienated?
Yeah. But later on, kind of get used to it.
You adjusted to it?
Yeah.
Do you remember your experiences in school?
Yes. It's kind of difficult at first because you have no friend. Right. And when you have problem with homework you cannot do, it's kind of very hard to ask someone to help you if you cannot speak to them.
How did you first learn English?
I learned how to read in the camp in Thailand, so I know a little bit when I come here. And then we went to school. I'm starting, I think, the 8th grade in junior high, and then I went to high school for 3 years. After that, I went to college about a little bit over a year, and then I quit because there's financial problem. I don't have the money and nobody can support me to go to school.
Do you remember living in the camps in Thailand? What was it like?
In that time, they give some food, but it's not enough food.
Did you have enough shelter?
Just a little bit of food.
Did you have enough shelter and clothing?
Yeah, but the clothes, more like it, we have to buy ourselves. Like.
So you could buy supplies there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had jobs there to get money?
No job. You have to find your own job. Like, you sell or trade whatever. Like, you make homemade food and sell it that way.
Oh, was there a lot of disease? Do people get the medical help they need?
Yeah.
So there's enough doctors?
Well, the doctor is from United States, like volunteering, like Red Cross and stuff. They go help in the camp, teach kids how to read and write English.
Okay. When you came to Hillsboro, were the people friendly? Did they welcome you?
Yeah.
So you didn't get any negative feelings?
Not really.
Okay. So you said a church sponsored you?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what church or?
It was United Christ Church in Milwaukee.
Okay. Did the people in the U.S. understand what was going on in Cambodia?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell me that I haven't asked you yet?
No. What do you want to know?
Just anything. Okay. How was the, you got to the U.S. on a boat?
No, by airplane.
Airplane?
Mm-hmm.
So you were lucky there.
But
lucky.
We have to pay the money.
Where did you?
They pay for us at first, but and then we make payment, like we pay them later.
The church?
Mm-hmm.
So they loaned you money?
not the church, like they call USCC or something. It's kind of like association.
Okay.
Or something like that.
And then you paid them back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.